If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, make sure to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks. Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy who won the sexy contest, Aaron, and with me is the exhibitionist werewolf, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
Going good, Aaron. I can't find my underwear, though.
And what anime had your underwear in them, Jay?
The Keeping a Secret classic. Actually, I am.
Ooh, and do you have the synopsis?
Yes, and this is from our buddies at My Anime List. Okay, so one day after school, Asahi Kurumin stumbles upon the truth that Yuko Shirigami, the girl he has a crush on, is actually a vampire. According to her father's rules, Yuko must now quit school in order to keep her family safe. However, Asahi does not want her to go and promises that he'll keep her true nature a secret. Unfortunately, this turns out to be easier said than done, as Asahi is a man who is easy to read and unable to keep secrets to himself. And this is the beginning of his troubles. More supernatural beings enter his life and he is forced to protect all their identities or face the consequences.
Yeah, that's pretty much harem nonsense ensues.
Yeah.
You know, real quick, I guess a general thing about about this anime that I might actually forget. I actually do like that not all the girls are like in love with them.
Yeah.
So like the werewolf girl, the teacher and the principal, like all don't like.
Yeah.
They're just girls in his life.
Mm-hmm.
It's refreshing in a way. All right. Are you ready for some facts, Jay?
Yeah.
So this anime was from 2015. 13 episodes. It's a comedy romance. It was written by Eiji Masuda. Directed by Yatsutaka Yamamoto. And he did Squid Girl 2, Nekopara, and Hinomaru Sumo. The studio is TMS, and they did classics such as Detective Conan, Hamtaro, and Megalobox.
Hey,
yeah, go check out Megalobox. And if you're listening to this in the future, go listen to Hamtaro.
Yeah, for sure, we'll definitely do that one.
Yeah, and Detective Conan. I want to do Detective Conan eventually too, but it's a little harder now that Funimation drop the rights to it.
Yeah.
Actually, it should be easier to find. I don't know. I need to go look. Whew. Anyway, this is licensed by Discotech Media. Love their work over there. They do a lot of niche anime licensing.
Yeah. Charge Man Ken.
Yeah. And they do like a lot of weird anime, and it's really cool. They brought this over. The music is by Okito Matsuda, and he did anime such as Akikan, Baka to Test, and Sound Euphonium.
Akikan's a great one.
Akikan. of all the ones to pick Sound out of Euphonium there. Yeah, Akikan, pretty good. Sound Euphonium? Yes, I...
Yeah.
Former, I'm pretty sure, was Sound Euphonium our number one anime last year?
Sound Euphonium, it might have been.
It was
definitely top contender.
Definitely top five. I know it was definitely on my... I think it was my number two on my list, at least. So yeah, usually when it's that high, yeah, usually when it's that high on my list, usually it's really high on your list as well, I would assume. The OP is Himitsu wa Chodai by Ars Magna, and the ending is Lanai Lanai by Hill Crime.
Hill Crime?
Yeah. And then the fun facts, the OST of this anime comes with a bunch of character songs, which is always really cool.
Yeah, I noticed that in the anime that there's a couple songs that are like they're sung with lyrics.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
A lot of the insert songs.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of manga thing is all the manga covers have all the female cast doing like a hush finger to the lips thing, like keep it a secret, and it's pretty cool, pretty cute.
Yeah, they do that in the opening too.
Yeah. How do you feel about the music, Jay? Let's go with the background music first.
I mean, it's okay. It's good.
Yeah.
The insert songs are probably the highlight of the anime, or of the music part of the anime.
Yeah, there's no real background songs off the top of my head I can actually think about.
Yeah, or hum or something like that. Sometimes we can hum the music, but
yeah, this one I can't even think of any of them. Very generic harem comedy soundtrack, music. I feel.
Yeah.
How you feel about the openings and endings? I think they're both unique. I don't think good. I mean, I think they're okay.
Well, for me, at least, I actually really like... It's refreshing to hear guy singers in a song. And this one, both the opening and ending are sung by guys. So that was one thing that I really enjoyed. I definitely like the opening more than the ending.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it's just catchier.
Right. I feel you. Ooh. All right, Jay. Is there anything... generally, you want to talk about before?
Yeah, one thing I think it's like for monster anime, I really enjoy when like the writers like make up their own lore. We talked about this during like Monster Musume with like the ending title card stuff.
Yeah, I also really love how the same way you just said, the twists, not even their own lore, but the twists on lore.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. I know, like, God, I can't think of the other monster. There's another Monster Girl anime that's essentially about this guy who's, like, studying monster girls. And it essentially has, like, the same premise.
Where, yeah, I know what you're talking. I know what anime you're talking about. I can't think of the name.
Yeah. I think it's, I don't know, it's not like, Daily it's like Lives of...
Like interviewing monster girls or something like that.
I think it is Interview with the Monster Girl, actually.
Yeah.
Because it's like a play on a Interview with the Vampire.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Interview with the Monster Girl. But like the vampire girl in that anime, like she can walk in the sun, but like the same thing as like Yuko, she needs like sunscreen because she like burns really easy. Mm-hmm. Like I always like it to, You can see where in the imagination of humans where they like up the ante of their weaknesses.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, like she gets tanned, aka burned. So that's what it said. Oh, they burn in the sun, or like they hate the cross. It's like, oh no, she just gets really angry when she sees it. You know, it's not like it's like her weakness.
And that's like one of the funniest ones from this anime.
Or the cross. The garlic makes her cry. That one's also
It's like onions.
That one's also really, really funny. Do you know what the running water thing? Yeah, do you know what the running water thing was? I don't think I've ever heard that.
Running water. They're I don't know. Like I watched a video recently about like how. Like fragile vampires actually are if they were real, because like that's like another thing is like running water kills them.
It's like pure water, right, or something.
I think it's just any water. Running water. Well, I guess holy water is like very effective. I think just running water.
But they don't like running water.
Yeah, well, it's like I don't know if it's like official like lore. I think it's just in like certain books
on certain fiction. Water.
Yeah.
Okay, but I do like the one that they actually do keep is the you can't come in unless you're invited.
Yeah, that was a nice one.
Yeah, I like they threw that one.
They didn't really do anything with the mirrors, like mirrors.
Yeah, we didn't. You know what would've been really cool? I don't think it ever happens, but like if she's ever near a mirror at any point and like you can't see her, that'd be pretty cool. Really cool detail. Or like if there's like any point where she might have a reflection. And you just don't see it.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty neat.
And there was another one with sucking blood. It's like more of like an intimate thing, not a thing that she needs to survive.
Yeah. My other favorite one is the wolf girl who transforms at like any part of the moon.
Yeah.
Like if she sees a picture of the moon, she can transform.
It has to be a full moon, though.
Yeah, full moon. That's so cute. I think that's a really cute
Yeah.
Detail.
But what makes them a wolf person if they don't even turn into a wolf? It's just they swap genders.
Yeah, no, the guy has like wolf features.
Yeah.
The guy's supposed to be the werewolf part of her, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Nah. You know what? I actually really liked them dropping the leaky basket gimmick of the main character's whole thing. Like, it doesn't really even play a big part in the anime, I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like lesser anime, all the jokes would have, like, every episode would have just literally been him failing or trying to barely keep on to the secret, where it doesn't really play a main focus in it, like keeping her secret.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything else today?
I don't think so, no. Do you have anything?
No, not really. This is going to be a quick one. All right, Jay. Art and cinematography. Art. I think all the character designs are really, really cute in this anime.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's something weird about, like, the way that their face looks, though. I think it has something with the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put my finger on it. I'm like, I want to say that this kind of looks like a H game kind of style.
Really?
Like, would character you? Character design? But no, but not in a bad way, like a good way.
Okay.
Because I do enjoy how they look. I mean, the characters are really cute and all, but it's just something about the eyes. It reminds me, it's like, it looks weird to me.
I don't think they look as jank as, like, H game designs, though. Because all the H game designs look like you said, they do look distinct in a way.
Yeah.
To me, they look more, almost more like generic harem girls. Mm-hmm. But not really, because they have they have really cute mannerisms, and I think that plays really well into their kind of generic designs. I do like Yuko's tiny fangs. You see every so often, really, really cute.
Yeah, and I like what's her name, the alien girl, her little thing on her head. She has like a bolt on her head.
She has a bolt. Yeah, it's super. I think that's actually super cute.
Mm-hmm. Like, nobody ever questions that. They question the principal's horns, but never the bolt.
Well, it could just be like a weird headdress she has. Any other character designs you particularly like?
You know what? Not really character designs, but the school uniforms is very confusing to me, because I feel like everybody's just wearing like random stuff, and they have like the school logo on it. It's like weird.
Yeah, that totally reminds me of like the majority of anime, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, if you remember, like Persona 4, like each one of the characters actually has a different uniform than everybody else in the school. Like, Chie has her, like, green jacket that no one else has. Mm-hmm. Yukiko's the weird one, because she has, like, a red school uniform.
Yeah.
At least, like, Chie, you can explain, like, it's a jacket. So she could be wearing, like, her regular clothes underneath. But Yukiko has, like, a red, red school uniform, and, like, no one else has it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I guess one more example, because I like Persona 4. Naota wears her detective gear, and no one says anything about it.
Yeah, and the big dude has the skull.
He has a skull shirt, but at least he has, like, if someone said, hey, button that up, he's wearing the jacket, at least, to cover it up. So, like, that kind of makes sense, I guess, and like for his role. Do you have any cinematography notes? Or any, like, directorial things that you like?
There was one thing that happened that I was really confused about. It was like a... What was it? The camera, like, moved, like, way too much. It was like scenes happening, like, back to back to back to back. It was really...
jarring?
Yeah. I forget what part it was, though. It was late in the anime.
Was it like the beginning of one of the last episodes where it was like Yuko dodging the main character?
Ooh. Maybe. It could have been that.
Where she was like, oh, sorry, I gotta do this. Oh, sorry, I gotta do I'm doing something maybe. Else. That's the only like really quick shot I could think of. Either that one or when the class rep is chasing him through the hallways. Yeah.
That's also what I was thinking. I don't remember. Could be other than one. That, I don't think there's that much cinematography in this anime.
There's like a really cute shot when Yuko is swimming, or she does the 25 meter, and like there's like a really cool shot of underwater, and she like just touches the main character's like stomach.
Yeah.
And like you get like a really like, maybe just because I was kidding with the characters, but you get like a really like butterfly feeling, like like her hands like touch them, and it like how it cuts, it seems like it's like drawing to her that she touched them. It's really 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 good at like communicating that emotion. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. I guess this is gonna be a quick one, I guess, Jay. Characters.
Characters.
Yeah. Do you have any you least about favorite?
Probably the friends.
The friend group. Yeah. I think I've gone on record on this show is I hate the male friends. Like usually it's only one, like the male friend, in a harem group. This one there's three.
Yeah.
And they're pretty much do-nothing characters, really. I like the fact Yuko's like, oh, like, I met your friends, and like now they're my friends. It's like, but you've only had, like, one interaction, like, with these dudes. <All right. laughs> Who, like, besides the one pervert character.
Yeah, like, the other two are, like, nothing.
Yeah, the cool guy with glasses, the... glasses character, just being a glasses character, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing up his glasses and looking like he likes Mikan. There's like hints of like him glancing at her at spots, which is kind of cool and subtle. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
How about underutilized characters, Jay?
The male version of the
werewolf.
Yeah.
Shiro, I think his name is.
Yeah, Shiro, yeah.
Him and Mikan's glasses. I actually would like to get more know of. Did you know that fable before this anime?
The God of Fortune?
No, like in Japan, if you like take care of an item and you love it, basically like spirits inhabit it, make it come to life.
Yeah. I've heard of that.
Yeah. And that's really cute. And is the god of fortune that inhabited her glasses. Or a fortune Kami.
Yeah.
I just really love it. It's like, oh, look. The scene of like, oh, look look down. It's like, oh, four blue clover. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, there's a bunch of clovers here. There had to be one.
All right, look across the water. There's a rainbow. It's not raining.
And she's like, yeah, you probably just could have seen that. And like, anybody could have pointed that out. I thought that was hilarious. And then the guy former the wolf, we only see him in one episode really.
Yeah.
And I do think there could be more comedy to it.
Mm-hmm.
With them switching off.
Yeah, because I remember one of the eye catches was during the cooking episode, and like he was like he transformed back into a wolf, and he was like in an apron with nothing on,
a naked apron, and a pretty
cute... that could have. That could probably be like a reference to like something that happened in the manga that we didn't get to see.
Right.
I think that would have been hilarious.
Now how about favorite characters, Jay?
Favorite? I like the alien girl.
All right, hold on. I guess let's dial it back real quick.
Okay.
Who is your monster waifu of this anime, Jay?
I think it would be the alien girl. Yeah.
Oh, I think my favorite girl in this anime is probably Mikan, but she's not an alien. Or she's not a monster. Yeah,
she just has a kami.
The kami item. Glasses. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, what's the alien's name?
Nagisa Aizawa.
So the one thing I don't like about her, like with her one character trait, I don't find endearing at all whatsoever, is like calling people by their whole name.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't know, I just find it kind of annoying and kind of tiresome. But I didn't
really even notice that.
Yeah, I do like how she calls him like Eromine, whatever like his last name is. Like she, whenever she said even calls him by his nickname, she says like the whole thing, which is pretty funny.
And, I think throughout the whole anime, Asahi always calls her class rep.
Yeah,
like never calls her by her name.
Yeah, but she's really really cute. I really love, even in the opening, you see like the juxtaposition between her like Iron Lady persona and like how she really is.
Yeah,
and like she's like easily flustered girl, and it's very cute.
Yeah,
I also really love Yuko's juxtaposition with her character, like even like the main character's like obsession with her, where she's like this weird like she thinks she is like a cool beauty.
Yeah,
like she's like really weird, really like stoic character, but really she's like really fluffy and really really cute. Like I personally love that it's just like, because she never talks, that's why he thinks she's like a stoic character, but really she's just,
yeah,
like I said, she's a ball of fluff, she's a cinnamon bun, Jay. She's super cute.
Yeah,
and this anime does I think this anime does a really good job with its characters. Again, the exact you know what, this is the exact opposite of Death Frenzy, where like the story isn't really interesting, but the character interactions are really fun. And we're gonna get into some of like our favorite moments soon.
Yeah.
But excuse me, got the hiccups. I don't know where I was gonna go with this, Jay. I'm sorry. Yeah, all the girls are super cute.
Just fall back on. I love all the girls.
I love all the girls. I really like. Yeah, I really like the teacher too.
Oh yeah,
the teacher's like that's like a quarter demon
kind of girl.
Yo, I need to find. That'll be my mission for next week. I want to find a anime about a delinquent girl.
Okay.
Because I love that archetype so much. Yeah. The
wearing like a face mask and like a wooden sword.
The Anego. Anego is like the female boss kind of character. Oh, it's so cool. And I love how they show us a picture of her back when she was a gangster, and she's exactly what I want. She's so cool.
I'm gonna Google it right now. Female gangster anime.
I know. If there's more of her in this anime, if she was one of the focuses that Asahi was trying to go after, I'm pretty sure she would have been my favorite character, because she's so cool. And then we don't really get to know much about the school principal either.
Yeah, other than she's like all powerful.
Yeah. I do like her weakness to candy. It makes her really cute. Like one of my favorite scenes with her is when she's pretending to be Asahi with Yuko. And Yuko sees immediately the horns, and she just throws a lollipop, and she jumps right after it and grabs it, and then like still keeps on going, trying to carry her around. A lot of strong moments with her, with the principal.
That whole segment was really funny, with like her like trying to get her to realize that she likes Asahi.
Yeah, like the sitting in the inflatable pool. That's pretty funny. That was pretty great.
That was a good one.
That's a really cool detail that is a really cool show don't tell, because they only really show like the top of the pool, of the inflatable pool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like really, really cute.
Yeah. One thing I really enjoyed about that whole segment was when they're by the lake.
Or the
they
river.
They did the whole, yeah, by the river. They did the whole arms against the wall thing, and she like made a wall appear out of nowhere.
And I love how they showed the behind of the wall too, and it's like a stage prop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really cool. Really cool. Trying to think what else. What other characters? Yugo's mom and dad too. Really cute couple. Like with their interactions.
Yeah.
Like. It's so weird, like, when you have really great character interactions, you don't really need, like, deep character, like, writing.
Backstories?
Or, like, deep character writing in general. Because, okay. Like, all these characters are really, like, three, max three-note characters, I feel.
Okay, yeah.
Like, these aren't some, like, the best-written characters, but the character writing, like, on the whole... Like I said, the interactions of them are really, really strong.
Yeah.
Any other character? I think we pretty much nailed everybody. You don't like the female werewolf?
She's pretty funny. I like her.
Yeah, she of everybody reminds me like of like the oldest like harem gimmick of or one of the oldest, like, oh, here's the girl who molests the other girls.
Yeah,
and like if it was a guy,
those little kids if they wanted to touch her boobs. Mikan's little brothers.
Oh, by the way, shout out to those little kids. I actually thought those kids were really cute. Her little yeah. brothers, underutilized characters. Mm-hmm. You know what? I guess we didn't even talk about Mikan. I do think Mikan's actually an underutilized character.
Uh huh.
I would have loved to see more of Mikan.
I didn't at the beginning. I didn't really like her too much because I thought she was just like super like overbearing, like too much of a
one joke character. Yeah.
But as it went on, and like you hear like you find out about her backstory, where the glasses came from, all that stuff, I liked her. I ended up liking her a lot.
She also like
without the glass.
She also like softens up.
Yeah.
As you go on, I feel the first two or three episodes are actually not that good of episodes.
Huh.
It's like a weird way to introduce, I mean, how they introduce every character, I don't know, I didn't really enjoy, but once, like, all the characters are there and it's just about their hijinks,
yeah.
It's really strong, and it's really fun, and it has, like, in a general sense, the anime has, like, a really weird, like, heart to it as well, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, it like there were some points where it was like, oh, that's actually a really touching scene, like the
ice cream scene.
Oh, the ice cream scene where she's like laying on his like laying on his chest.
Yeah, it's like I know they want me to be like attached to it, but I thought the ice cream in the face was just too funny.
It's so stupid
to take it too seriously.
It's so dumb. Like, especially when she does it the second time.
And where the ice creams come from.
Yeah. But then, like, when he's, like, having her, like, up against the wall.
Yeah.
And, like, he turns around and you can, like, still see the ice cream, like, dripping off of his face.
Uh-huh.
Pretty strong. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
RJ, what are some of your other favorite moments in this anime?
I think the cooking episode is pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. That one's pretty good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that one.
So that's another really weird scene that has a bunch of heart in it, is when, like, everyone thinks they're going to die from the meteor.
Yeah.
And you see, like, people's what people are doing with their last moments on Earth,
mm-hmm.
Essentially. And there's, like, a really nice, like, these old couples, like, eating dinner together as you see, like, the meteor coming towards them. The kids playing, like, it's like, I don't know, you see like the savannah. It's like really weird, great art direction in that scene. And then, like, that solemn scene of Asahi looking up and being like, I need to go tell Yuko. And, like, him running back into school and his friend, like, calling for him, like don't go.
Mm-hmm.
And that really solemn scene is broken up by the principal and all of them just passed out.
Yeah.
After she got beat up and had forced to eat all those nasty Russian cream puffs. Sorry,
Russian cream puffs look hella good.
Yeah, but not the spice.
Yeah, of course.
All anime food looks delicious. But yeah, have you ever had a cream puff, Jay?
I've had, yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Ago. Yeah, I was going to say pre-veganism.
Yes.
Yeah, cream puffs are pretty okay, I feel. You know what? I feel like, this is super off topic, but I feel like cream puffs are like cream-filled donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas, like, they sound really good. I know I just said they're really good, but they sound really good, but they're not as good as they sound.
Now, jelly-filled donuts.
Jelly-filled donuts are pretty good.
Yeah. I've actually haven't had, the first time I ever had a jelly, I don't know why we're talking about this, but the first time I had a jelly-filled donut was, like, recently, and it was, like, life-changing.
Oh, you know what's also really good? Custard-filled donuts.
Yeah. I've had those before. Custard-filled donuts are so good.
Custard over cream. Like, oh. Maybe just I like pudding. That could be it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, enough about pudding.
And donuts.
I know.
And filling.
Well, I guess we're filling out this episode. Any other moments, Jay, you want to talk about? Oh, really love. Speaking of, I know I should have talked about this in cinematography, but there's like a really cool scene of the robot girl, the alien. She's sitting inside of the robot. It's after her. They're stuck in the gym. The gym locker or whatever, the gym storage.
Yeah,
and she's sitting there, and like the light, like it's obviously where she's at. It's kind of dark. And the only light that's coming is the light from her big old computer screen that she sees everything from.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then as it's dark, she's, like, in, like, the fetal position. Mm-hmm. And, like, she starts thinking about Asahi, and then her light on her head starts glowing.
Yeah, and that was, like, the end of the episode, right?
Yeah, and it's really, really, really cool. I actually thought it was really nice. And what a brutal way when she turned him down. Originally, just so
she could end up liking him later on,
fall in love with them, and it sucks. I feel bad for her because she could have had him, but she was too pompous, I guess is the word.
Yeah, back then at least.
Yeah, but now she's cute, so it's fine. Mm-hmm. Any other scenes?
Well, we already mentioned the ice cream scene. I thought that was pretty funny. And we already mentioned the horn girl trying to get Yuko to realize that she likes Asahi as well.
Oh, when she takes Mikan's glasses, that's also a very funny moment.
Mm-hmm.
Where she like throws the glasses on the floor, and it's like, oh, well, you're still she's wearing still wearing them.
Yeah, that was a pretty good scene as well.
And then,
She duplicated herself.
And she's like, well, you're the only one who's talking.
Gawk. Mm-hmm. Well, first she duplicated herself, but she was still the only person wearing the glasses. Yeah.
Oh, and this was the cute, inside baseball. Jay and I send each other gifts, usually, of whatever anime we're watching. And I sent Jay a cute gif of Yuko in her jammies
with her little wings. That's the episode where he goes to visit her house when she's feeling ill, right?
Yeah, she has the cold.
Mm-hmm.
She has her cute little bat wings. I do like the idea of like when she's home, she just has like her wings out because she's just comfortable. Anything else, Jay?
I think the introduction to the wolf person was pretty funny. Like when they first initially meet him, they just keep flipping back and forth with the whole picture of the moon thing.
I really love I don't know. There's something about like harem hijinks I can never like not find funny. Especially when it's done really well, and like here, it's really hard to not get it right. I think the only way you can't get harem hijinks comedy right is if like your characters suck, or, like your girl characters aren't interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the like the whole the class rep comes in and sees the wolf girl on top of him.
Mm-hmm.
And she like slaps him and runs away, and she's like, all right, wait a second, that doesn't make any sense, let me think about this logically. I must have been mistaking something. Like her logically thinking about it, like, oh, that's pretty funny. And she comes up, and you know the joke is gonna be when she comes up that it's gonna be back into a guy.
Yeah.
And it like it just hits so hard. There's a lot of like really funny parts in this funny jokes in this anime, and that's like one of them that had me
It does the cliche roses and like the frame,
the yaoi
of roses,
the yaoi shoujo manga framing. It's, even like you said, the eyes too. Like the eyes are even like shoujo manga eyes.
Yeah, that happens like a few times in the anime, where like the characters have a. I think in the inflatable pool, they also had that weird shoujo eyes.
Shoujo, yeah. It's so cute. I don't know. It's very, like I said, this anime is very funny. Even with, like, its faces, too. It has, like, very, like, a Western cartoon facial expressions. Almost like, what's that anime? Hinamatsuri. Hinamatsuri has, like, those weird faces as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this anime has a bunch of them, and it's very, very funny. Makes it stand out more. Anything else, Jay, before we end the wrap up?
I mean, this anime was fun to watch.
This anime was way more surprising than I thought. It was better than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, my friend asked me, he's like, have you guys watched any more trash anime? And I was like, no, but I have one coming up, and this was it. I thought this is gonna be a really trash pick. I thought this is gonna be being at the dentist for 13 episodes. But no,
being at the dentist, watching paint dry for 13 episodes.
Yeah, yeah. At least with the dentist, you like are kind of scared. I guess you could be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, watching paint dry would probably be the better. Like, oh god, when is this over? But no, it was really good.
My pick might be that, but I don't know.
I'm excited. All right, Jay. So, accessibility. I think it's actually pretty high. There's nothing.
Yeah. The biggest one is just the wolf girl.
Yeah, that might be like the only weird one. But oh, I forgot to mention too, the sexy contest. The just two,
oh, yeah.
Two girls completely failing to be sexy whatsoever.
So the swimsuits are pretty great, though.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Because I was like...
What were the other contests? There was a swimsuit, and what did they did before? Just like a sexy pose? The
sexy pose, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was pretty funny. It was pretty good. And there's like the cosplay contest. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like...
a banana, I think, right?
Yeah, but it's like weird. I love it. It's pretty good. Anyway, accessibility. Yeah, besides that, I think pretty much anybody can watch this.
Yeah.
Definitely probably like teen plus.
Yeah, teen and up. I think on Amazon it said 16 plus.
Oh, this was on Amazon? I didn't know that. There you go.
Yeah.
What's next, Jay?
Accessibility, rewatchability.
That's a good one, actually. I don't know. This isn't a no, but it's not a yeah. I can't think of any reason why I would watch. Like if somebody else would watch this.
Maybe. I don't know if I'd want to watch it again.
Do you think you could watch it again, though?
I could. Yeah, for sure.
That's the thing. Like, I don't
it
know if
it wouldn't
I'd
be painful to do it.
Yeah, like, I don't. It wouldn't be the worst thing ever to rewatch this, but I can't think of, like, any reason why I would rewatch it.
But like, when did this anime come out again?
2015.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I would watch it again.
I don't think I would watch it again either, but that doesn't mean
it's not that doesn't mean it's not good.
Yeah. It's such a I don't know. This is a weird one. I don't know if I've ever come across an anime like this where I'm like, I really enjoyed it, but I don't think I'd watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
Once was enough. Like, even if, like, let's say, like, if, like, my girlfriend wanted to watch it.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I don't know if I'd probably watch it then, because I'm in the room, but.
But if my wife wanted to watch this anime, I'd be like, what the heck? Okay, let's watch it
then. All right, Nancy. I know, I'm in, like.
You hate every other thing that I like.
Yo, what if this was the one? What if this anime?
This is the anime that changed her perspective on anime.
What if, not that you get to pick School Days, but what if we watch School Days and Nancy's like, this is a masterpiece. What is this? what if Nancy watched like Yasuga no Sora?
Oh my god!
And she was like, this is art.
Yeah, right. That would never happen.
She's like, why is it more anime like this? It's so taboo. I feel like your wife who studied film, like, I don't know, like, it'd be like really funny to watch, like, hear her like break down like crappy anime cinematography. I feel like it'd be pretty fun.
I feel like she would just say like boobs, all I see is boobs and
duh, I know.
Yeah,
but like,
'cause that's what anime porn. That's all she says.
No, oh, I wish she had a more open mind to it.
Yeah,
I feel like having a microphone on Nancy and like showing her bad and good cinematography in anime would be like really cool to hear her talk about it. Because like between you and me, like obviously, like I think you're more knowledgeable in like cinematography than I am.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I bet Nancy is probably a step above you in that realm. And like I said, just hearing her break down stuff would be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, having her sit down and watch an episode of, like, Wandering Sun would be, very interesting.
Yeah.
Or, like, an episode. I don't know if she'd dig Scum's Wish. But Scum's Wish is
she might like the concept.
It's very artsy. It's very French in a way, I feel. Like a French storytelling, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a love.
There are cigarettes.
Right? A love that's forbidden in many ways. A dark love. Very French in that way. Anyway, enough about your wonderful wife.
Yeah, my great wife.
My great wife. What's next, Jay? What would you want in season two?
I would like a conclusion.
I was reading characters who haven't shown up yet. Really want to see those characters. There's some really cool ones.
Yeah, for sure.
I mentioned to you there's a girl from the future in there.
Yeah, she comes to the past.
That would be really cool. There's also like a dragon girl, I think, later on.
Like from My Hero, that dragon girl, she's cool.
Oh, Pony? Yeah, Pony's really cool. Oh, no, you're talking about Ryukyu? No.
Yeah.
Ryukyu? Yeah, Ryukyu's really good. I wish there was more doujins about her, but there isn't, so. there's exactly there one, and it's good. But anyway, enough about me.
Well, once we have more pull, we can pull our resources together.
There you
have
go.
Commission.
Exactly.
Commission all the doujins we want.
Exactly. And finally, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Rating.
Rating.
What do you rate it?
Yes, a flat recommend.
Yeah, flat recommend. Really fun watch.
Yeah. I know I didn't want to compare this to, like, I know we said, like, junk food. We say junk food a lot for, like, these kind of anime. I feel like this is, like, a little bit above junk food. Like, this is a little, like, splurging on some sort of, like, a more name brand junk food.
I'm trying to think would be, like, this is like getting, instead of getting, like, a Hershey's, you're getting some, like,
Toblerone or something.
Toblerone, or, like, I would say, like, a Ferrero Rocher.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Fiero Rocha, I think it is.
I believe that's what it's called, yeah.
Those are good. I love the Christmas time. Oh. Mm-hmm. What are the, getting super off track again. What are the, those candies that would, like, I think those are Fiero Rocha. I'm thinking of, confusing the two. But there's the ones that have, like, a chocolate and, like, crunchy nougat inside.
Yeah, you're talking about the one that's, like, it's covered in chocolate and has the nuts on the outside, right? It's
a ball? Not the one that has the wafer, the thin wafer on the inside. Those are the ones I am talking about, the ones that are in the gold ball.
Yeah, I think those are...
Those are Fiero Rocher, right?
Yeah.
I can't think of the other one. Anyway, sorry. Almond Rocas? I think Almond Rocha is, like, something different. Anyway, now that we've kept each other secret, Jay...
What do I have?
Yeah, what do you have now that you don't have to be kicked off the podcast because I kept your secret?
So I'm picking a random pick. I know, before we started the podcast, I took a minute to find, like, an anime to do. And I found one. I think this is something that we'd probably both enjoy. I think this is a newer anime. Hold on, let me find out what year it came in. I have the wiki up. This came out last year.
All right.
So it's Do You Love Your Mom and Her Two-Hit Multi-Target Attack.
lot of doujins about that, Jim.
Speaking of doujins. So yeah, there's 12 episodes, I think, or 13.
Yeah.
12 in an OVA.
Yeah.
Okay. So easy watch, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Yeah, so, and this is like an isekai anime, right?
Yep, it's a cute stepmom
isekai. Oh, it's a stepmom?
Yeah, it's a stepmom.
Okay, so that's how they're getting around it, huh?
Yeah. So, pretty excited, Jay.
Yeah.
This one was on my list, but it was on my radar to watch, so. Very, very excited. I gotta do some doujin research for this anime.
All right.
Anyway, so
if you're excited about the doujin research that Aaron's about to do,
because I know I am,
go ahead and follow us on SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I think we should get on iHeartRadio next.
Is that okay? Looking at that. Probably not that hard.
Okay. Yeah, it shouldn't be that hard.
Are we even on? Maybe we're already on it and we just don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
But I'm gonna look after this, but
yeah, go ahead and follow us on there. If you guys have any, like, suggestions of anime you want us to do, or any kind of, like, constructive criticism or anything like that, you can hit us up at our email, animecherrybomb@yahoo.com.
Or leave it in the comments.
Oh yeah, or leave it in the comments. Leave us a review on iTunes.
Yeah.
You can leave us a review. Anything else, Aaron?
No, I think that's about it, Jay.
All right. So stay secretive.
Yeah, keep secrets, everybody.
Keep secrets.